Alishur Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are on the 22nd chapter. We finished the chapters on Emunah. And this chapter is entitled Birkois HaNehinin, the brachos that we say over pleasure, particularly eating, drinking, things like that. So firstly, a brief explanation of the basic terms in a bracha. Baruch. Atahu mekoir kol ribui ha-birachos v'ashpois. This is from Nefesh HaHaim, from Rav Chaim Volozhin. Baruch means that Hashem is the source of all blessing and all pouring and expansion, in general, hashpa'ah. The Avodram explains that Baruch is al mishkal chanun, rachum, chanun, and kadoish. Grammatically, it has that form. So just like when you say rachum, it doesn't mean that we have compassion for Hashem. It means He has compassion. And so too with chanun, so too Baruch. Baruch does not really mean, according to this, that we bestow a blessing on him, but that he is the source of blessing. Ata. Poinim el Hashem b'lishon noichach. We use the second person. Ba'oilam mizgale aledei ma'asav. In this world, Hashem is revealed through his activities. V'roitze olios kashu elenu. And he wishes to be bound and connected to us. Lachin anu ponim elav yisparach panim el ponim. Lachin anu ponim elav yisparach panim el ponim. And therefore we address him face to face. And this is a truly awesome idea, this word of Ata. Then Hashem. Here he really paraphrases what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Hey, I think it is. Hashem kichzi vasoihu, the way that it's written, what's called in English the tetragrammaton, haya hoyveviyet, it connotes existence, timeless existence. Hamehave sakoil, that brings existence to everything, v'chol ha'ilamis betelim lefanav umamash hakol ki'ayin nigdoin, that all existence, all the worlds, everything is null and void in his presence. Kavana zo iskoleles hisbatlus gmura lefanav yisborach. So this, the intention of here, the concentration, the idea one must have is total hisbatlus before HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimaleh kol almin, who fills all worlds, he permeates them. V'hi amukah me'od. It is a deep kavana. V'rak b'pasuk rishon shel kriyat shma chayvim lechaven gam oisah. It's only the first pasuk of kriyat shma that one is required to have this kavana also. I think this is a pasuk of the Gaon Mivilna. Hashem ki kriyasoi, the way we pronounce it, in other words, written aleph daled, means adoin koil, the master of everything. V'gam kavana zeis hi achdus agmura shekol nivrim avadav. This kavana too here is connotes his total unity, that all were created by him to serve him, from the highest beings to the lowest. Then Elokeinu. So first of all, if we say Elokim without the hataya, without making it Elokeinu, just Elokim by itself means Baal Kol HaKoach, is the master of all forces, Mashgiach Aleim, involved in total control, doing with them as he wishes, Shalit v'sheifet, ruler and judge. But when we say Elokeinu, the meaning is that anachnu, Am Yisrael, zachinu l'ashgacha pratis. That we, our God, we are Am Yisrael, and we have an exalted level of divine providence, bikvius, consistently. Ki himlachnu, he says, borach aleinu, because we chose to enthrone him, to coronate him upon ourselves. And when we have both, Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Amaleh, this is the full name, HaMe'aveh Sakol U'Manhig Sakol, the one who brings all existence into being and guides everything, V'lo Yimasai Sashgacha L'Chochachin, does not give over these powers to some other power, Hashem Hu Elokim, this is the famous statement in Melachim, right? Chapter Yudches, right? Eliyahu Navi, Behar HaKarmel, that's the climax, the Hashem Hu Elokim, that we say Yom Kippur. It's also the Haftarah for Parshas Ki Sisa. Melech Ha'ilam, so the king of the world. Malchusa Yisborach Nikeres Baze Sheyesh Ilam V'Umayis Ilam Asher Gam Alehem Ushelet. So Hashem's kingdom is manifested in this, that is the fact that there's a world and nations that Hashem rules also. Yisraelim Bivchinas Bonim L'Hashem, because Israel are primarily children of Hashem. Umelech b'seich banav adayin lo'i nikeres malchusei. When you have a king in the company of his children, it's difficult to discern his kingship because the relationship is so intimate. It's his children after all. It's difficult to discern him as a king. But among Umoyis Oilam, then we can see his kingship. That's one pshat. Oy, hem nichlalim be'eloikus. They, the Jewish people are within Eloikus. Ki kut shavichu v'Yisrael chadu, as the Zohar says, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael shares some essential unity. And lachen Eloikenu einu malchus el Hashem. Eloikenu by itself is not sufficient to convey malchus. Malchus is barach misgala b'secho elam hazeh. His kingship is dafka revealed in the world. Shagam teva v'umoy seilam, meaning that the natural world and umoy seilam eina mitzius atzma'is. There you see that he is king. They are not an independent existence. Hela hakoel avadecho. And then borei, or it's a borei, the adama, pi'aitz, whatever it is, b'riya yesh mi'ayin, that's the consensus of the Rishonim. Not everyone agrees, but the consensus is that borei connotes a creation of yesh mi'ayin, ex nihilo. Borei meshamesh gam leshon avar. It could also be understood in the past, because we say borei peri ho'etz. The simple pshat is that he created. Adkan, a basic introduction. Onwards, some ideas relating to brachos. The pasuk in Vo'iro says, "Vayemer Hashem el Moshe." Hashem instructed Moshe, "Emor el Aharon, tell your brother, kach matecha, take your staff, unte yadecha memen Mitzrayim, and stretch your hand over the bodies of water of Mitzrayim." Al Nahari Sam, Ali Oirehim, Bal Gamehim, the various bodies of water, the lakes and the rivers, Val Kolmikve Memeim, Vihyu Dam. Rashi explains, Lefish Hegen, Hayoir al Moshe, Keshenishlach Lesechoi, because the Nile protected Moshe when he was placed in it as a baby. Lefichach Loyaka al Yadoi, Loyaka al Yadoi. Therefore, the Nile was not struck by Moshe, Loy Badam, Veloy Batsefardeim. Neither in this Makkah of Dam, nor in the next one of Tzefardim, Velakal Yedei Aharon. It was therefore delegated to Aharon. Similarly, a little later, Vayom Hashem Moshe, Emor El Aharon Neteez Matecha, stretch your staff, V'haches Afar Ha'oretz, and strike the sand, V'haya Lechinam B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, and the sand will turn to a plague of lice. Rashi explains similarly, Lo haya afar kedai lilkois el Moshe. It wasn't appropriate that the sand should be struck by Moshe. Lefi shehegen alav, again, because it protected Moshe kesheharages hamitzri vayatmineu b'choil, when he killed him, the Egyptian, and he hid him in the sand. Therefore, velakar lidei Aharon. And therefore, it was struck by Aharon. Says the Gemara, Bavakama daf tzadi beis amud beis, lelamedcha derech eretz. This is basic derech eretz. Beira de shosis mineh al tish de beikola. The well from which you drank, don't cast a clump of earth into it. That's the expression, that's the aphorism over here. When you drank from a well, don't throw a stone or a clump of earth into it. You got benefit from it, so you have to show that. And so to hear Moshe Rabbeinu was benefited from the sand or from the water and the Nile. Says the author, Mafli ad heichan chiyuv hakaras hatova magi. It's really wondrous how far the obligation of gratitude goes. She'en ze chashuv klal im oisei hatova margish ba oiloi. It's not at all important, not significant, whether the entity, the agency that did us some good is sentient or not, conscious or not. Chazal are teaching us mamash explicitly, the Torah is teaching us explicitly, that even with respect to water and sand, we have to conduct ourselves with some form of gratitude. This is an expression in Chazal, that mitzvah kibud avim is the most serious of the most serious. Kosav ha-chinuch ki shorsha hu hakaras ha-tev. The chinuch writes that the root of this mitzvah is gratitude, for obvious reasons. Emor me'ata, ki midazo hi mishorshei ha'adam. We can extend what the Chinuch is saying and conclude that this midah v'karas ha'tev is really one of the roots. Kol ha'kifer betovaseh shel chaveroi, basoif kofer betovaseh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who denies the fact that he received from others, he denies he is not grateful, eventually will deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, his goodness. Haragil lakachas mikol ha'bayi lido. A person is accustomed to just take, to take from him, ke'ilu ze magia lo, as if he deserves it, that he is, it's his, as if he's entitled to it. Ve'ein benafshei adinus, it doesn't have the necessary gentleness, the nobility, lehargish betovasoi shel haveroi, to sense the goodness of someone else, she'itiv lo bematmasoi, who did him a favor, he'achi yakir betovasoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can he possibly then recognize the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is what's innate. To be cognizant of Hashem's goodness and to be grateful towards him, one needs to train oneself in that and to first be able to recognize it when it comes from others. If it doesn't recognize when it comes from others, he won't recognize it when it comes from Hashem. That's what's inherent in this aphorism of Kol HaKofer B'Tovaseh Shel Chaveroi. Next, mi yodea, who knows, im lo hazika el habore, if that affinity to the Creator, hamekanenes belev kol adam bari, that is innate in the heart of every healthy human being, mahusa hi hakarasatev, its essence is really hakarasatev. The author here presupposes that you remember what he said above. It's on daf nun beis. He's referring over here to what he said above on daf nun beis. It's worth looking at just very briefly to refresh our memories when he discussed the idea of religious. What is a person who's religious and what do we call religion? If you look there after the asterisk on nun beis, he says that a person who fulfills mitzvot is generally referred to as religious in our days. But then he says, be'etzem hari ze koyach mikuches nefesh. What we call religion is really a part of human psychology. Zika le'elyon elyonim, an affinity to something supreme, which is the same word he uses over here. Hamekanenes belev kol adam bari. You see, he uses the same terminology that is there, innate in the heart of every healthy individual. And then he went on to speak there about the fact that you can nurture it, or you can allow it, if a person doesn't nurture it, it can then morph into other things, a desire to connect to some ideal, and then it becomes, it morphs and it transforms into a desire to work for human rights or for liberty or for nature or for environmentalism or whatever it is. But it's really a part of human psychology, that zika. That's on daf nun beis. And he's referring to that over here. So again, mi yodea, who knows, im lo hazika lebore, that affinity to that, to the Creator that we spoke about there. Hamekanenes belev kol adam bari. Perhaps he could say that mahusa yakarasate, really its essence is gratitude. That is really what it is. Chedvas hachayim, the joie de vivre that we have, the just the joy of life. Vahispa'alus al pel ha'olam, and the emotion that one feels regarding the wonder of the world. Me'ereris hakarasatev, they kindle gratitude klapei mi shenosan lanu sachayim v'sa'olam, towards that being who gave us life and the world. How can one live and benefit from this rich world daily, moment by moment, without feeling the need to express a gratitude for this? So it could be that that is that element which makes every person potentially religious. And as we said again, above on that nun beis, one can then develop it, nurture it, and grow that, and it becomes a fully expressed gratitude, or one can neglect it and then becomes, at best, some vague commitment to other ideals. Avida gdoila chivunu chazal. Chazal obligated us with a major project, levarich me'a berachois beyoim, to make 100 berachois per day, lachazor me'a pa'am b'yom al emes, to revise 100 times a day the truth ki Hashem Elokeinu hu melech ha'olam, ve'hu shenasa lanu kol hanah, it is He who chose to give us any pleasure that we have, ve'es haguf, ve'es haneshama, ve'es haTorah, ve'es haMitzvos. That's a big avodah. Ulam, yesod avodah, the foundation of this avodah, hi hakarasativ, the foundation of it is gratitude. Umidazoi einah nifredes lechelek sheben adam lemakoyim ulechelek sheben adam lechaveroi. As we said above, when we cited that aphorism that whoever denies what another person did to him will eventually deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's an ingrate in this, in the context of interpersonal relationships, will be an ingrate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says over here. It's not a midah that separates. It's ben adam l'makoyim and ben adam l'chaveroi. It's one midah. Hamidah achas, he says. It's the ability to express, to recognize and to express our gratitude. V'akoyfer b'tovaso shel chaveroi, and therefore a person who denies that somebody else did him a teiva, soifo lichpor b'tovaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, necessarily will be an ingrate towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ila zois, and therefore, ha'akdama achinuchis la'avodas b'kos ha'neinin. When it comes to chinuch, to things that have to do with our personality and changes in our attitude, when it comes to the avodah b'kos ha'neinin, hi midas hakaras ha'tov. It's work on this midah. So that's as far as chinuch, now on to avodah. Let's see. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Michtav lechizkiyah melech Yehuda, b'chaloisoy v'aychi mecholyoy. So, a letter that he wrote when he was ill, deathly ill, as we know, Yeshayahu visited him and told him he was about to die, and then he recovered. Ani omarti bidmi yomai elecha, I had said that I would die, b'sharei she'oil pukadati yeseh shenoisai, omarti, loy ere yah, yah be'eretz ha'chaim. I had said, I will not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'eretz ha'chaim. He was on his deathbed. The Radak explains, Omarti lo ir'e yah, I had said I will not see Hashem, Piresh Rabbeinu Seadia, he quotes from Seadia Goin, Inyan Hoida'ah, that this expression that Chizkiyahu was saying, I would not see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally means Hoida'ah, gratitude. Venachoinhu, the Radak concurs with Rabbeinu Seadia Goin, Ki re'oi sa'el, when we speak about seeing Hashem, Hu ha'hoida'ah da'ashevach lefanav v'isbonim t'rachav. Remarkable. To see Hashem is gratitude and praise, and to reflect on Hashem's ways. Mamash, a remarkable pshat. Niflam oed la misbonen, says the author. It's something that requires deep thought over here. Eich uvama ro'im es Hashem mamash. How does one see Hashem? Behakaras tivasoi vo'ida'ah. Through gratitude and praise. Miniflaois takanois chazal ulhamidenu tamid alei yetzira. One of the wonderful things about what Chazal enacted is that they place us right there by the Yetzirah. He speaks about it much greater length in the second volume. Ein klal oila megubash vatik lefaneinu. What Chazal wanted to convey is that there's no ancient and solid world in front of us. Ela yoim yoim sha'a sha'am v'riya chadasha. Wanted us to see it on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, as something new. Kol asher einenu ro'is, whatever we see, v'chol hana'a she'anu to'amim, and every pleasure, even if we do it 5, 10 times a day, but every pleasure that we have, b'ri'a chadasha, that's why we use the word b'ri'a, p'ri'a gofen, and b'ri'a p'ri'a adama, and b'ri'a p'ri'a ha'itz. It's a b'ri'a chadasha she'ho yishit lanu ha'borei me'ayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, k'dei she'nekir chasdo yelen, in order to recognize that he's involved, and he's doing chesed, v'chochmasoy, and to recognize his chochma, and to see him, as we just said, the Radak, Rabbeinu Seadia, that's how one sees him, 100 times a day. Oilam kaze, such a world, hamishadesh lifneinu yom yom, that is renewed in front of our eyes, day by day, einoi ma'alesh chaludas shigra. It doesn't, chaluda literally means rust, you know, it doesn't become rusted through routine. Ve'ha'ayin hamisrageles te'ois tamid mi'amayin. And the eye that is accustomed, of course this takes work, but when we accustom ourselves to see constantly a creation in front of us, a new creation, it doesn't become blinded by forgetfulness. Everything around us and we ourselves, Hashem mechadesh betuvoi tomid ma'aseh v'reshis, as we say every morning in Shacharis. It's all new, it's all for our benefit. V'hakoil and everything, kol hana'a v'chol reach, every pleasure and every fragrance, kol ere v'chol boiker, every morning, every evening, every phenomenon, v'aneshama v'aguf matanahu me'itoi, it is a gift, shenakir osov eschazdoitan, in order to recognize him, in order to see him, in order to recognize the chesed that he's doing with us. That's the pshat in that pasuk, according to Rabbi Saadia Gain and the Radak. I lazeis, navin heiteves divert esifta, with this we can understand the words of Chazal, Huvu Berashi, Machos Daf Samach Gimel, Rashi quotes it over there. Vivarchu Shem Kevoidecha. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Le'olam Vo'ed Oinim, they respond, then Varech Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam. Meferesh Batei Sifta, She'tiknu Min Ha'olam Ve'ad Ha'olam, that they enacted this phrase, Le'hoidia She'ein Olam Hazeh Klum Ela Kifruz Deo Lifnei Ha'Taklim. They did it in order to teach us that Olam Hazeh is like the passage before the hall, before the ballroom. Kloimar, says Rashi, Anhigu Birchosa Olam Hazeh, become accustomed in brachois in olam hazeh, kedei liyos regilim l'olam haba shekuloi aruich. In order that you should be accustomed to olam haba, you should acclimatize yourself, so to speak, to olam haba. Says the author on this, niflam oed, this is again truly remarkable. Ki zoi kol avidas olam hazeh, in a sense, that's the whole avidah of olam hazeh, lehanhig v'rechoisav, to be accustomed in the concept of brachois, and of course, not just the words, but the experience, as we've just described it. To become accustomed to recognizing and to seeing Hashem, that's really what the brachos connote on a deeper level. Kan, in this world, aleinu leislamed lebrachos baruch. What we're doing over here is again acclimatizing ourselves. Leakir teivasoi vilirosoi. Again, to recognize Hashem and thereby to see Him, as in that pasuk. Kedei liyos regilim leolam haba. In order to be able to function in olam haba, leakiroi isbarach leakir teivasoi. As a very, very rough analogy, really crude, but if a person had to be placed right now with an aircraft on the top of Mount Everest, he would not survive. A person not acclimatized would die very quickly in a very unpleasant death because of lack of oxygen. A person has to first acclimatize himself. They spend weeks at this base camp and a few more weeks at another, and become accustomed. Then, when you get to the top, it's a thrilling sensation, because by then one's body is able to experience that. Again, it's a very rough analogy, but the idea is that if a person does not do it in this world, there's no way then to function in olam haba. It's the next sentence. A person who is not accustomed himself in that way, has not trained himself, how can he possibly then experience the light of the Shekhinah in Olam Haba? He has not done what that pasuk says that we read above. He hasn't accustomed himself to see Hashem here. Mimeli cannot see Hashem over there. This world is a training ground. That's what Chazal means. It's a chance, an opportunity given to us to practice this idea of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through gratitude, and mimele, one can then function in Olam Haba and enjoy Ziv HaShechina. Finally, what Chazal say, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha She'el Me'imach, what does Hashem ask of you, Chazal Darshan, Ma, Al Tikrei Ma, Ela Me'ah, Me'ah Brachois Bayoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of you, seeks of you 100 Brachois Bayoim with this type of attitude, with this type of commitment to this exercise of saying it in a way that will reveal to us HaKadosh Baruch Hu around us. Adkan.